Listen, you punk. You want to fight with someone, you're going to have to fight with me. But I warn you, I did time in Attica.
Attica's a men's prison.
I know. I was there a year before they found out.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalkWordle 71 and live streaming around the world at MyTalkWordle71.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a tilt-a-whirl operator at a decrepit amusement park, ladies Uh-oh. And gentlemen, welcome Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny. Oh, let me turn his mic on. Kenny, you're there. Hello? Of course not.
Maybe he's not there. Okay. Hey, good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to midweek, even though it kind of feels like a Tuesday. Welcome to Care Bears Day. Welcome to Teddy Bear Day. Welcome to Dawn's favorite day, National Wiener Schnitzel Day. Welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
On this midweek morning, a little chilly, how is that warm, delicious brew you're drinking, Alexis?
My coffee is divine. It's like a Care Bear stare. It's solving all of my problems.
Oh, all of them.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow. That's a magical cup of coffee right there.
It is. It's doing the job.
Can I borrow some?
I'll send you some. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Just give me a whole bowl. Dawn, I'm afraid to ask, Meg. I don't know if you've had time to get coffee. Have you?
I have a cup of tea here. It's perfect. My decaf vanilla caramel chai. It's straightforward, reserved, and powerful.
Perfect.
Nice.
We'll check with Kenny a little bit later.
No, I think he's here now.
Kenny?
I'm here. I was so animated, too. I was just, hi, gang!
Oh, wow. Oh. We missed all that?
We missed all that. That'll never happen again. My coffee is the better than the best of all coffee blends. The GOAT blend. The greatest of all time. The top of the podium. The winner of the series. The true champion. You will not find a better blend of coffee. Don't even try.
Oh,
we won't.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Jeez, can you beat
Jason?
That?
I can't. Mine is tricky.
It's okay, right?
Mine is trite. Mine is zealous. Mine is zippy. Mine is zany. Mine is slippery yet tasty. Cheers, everyone.
Oh, wow.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Cheers.
Slippery.
Yeah.
It's wet.
Well, you know, it's wet. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I gotta talk to my Starbucks people because they have some wacky. I said zany. They have some zany hours over at the one that I normally go to. And I don't know what the heck is going on. But let me pull. Oh, it's my phone's recharging or my phone's doing an update. I looked on their app. It's the one here in the Prairie of the Eden. And there's two here in Eden Prairie. And the one is the one that I go to with the drive through. And it looks totally closed down. And I thought, oh, wow. Is this part of like the effects of the COVID, you know, are they contracting locations and this is one of them? No, that's not it. But they're closed today. They're randomly, because I looked at their hours, you know, you can go on the app and then go under stores. So I picked that store.
Yeah.
They're randomly closed today. They're closed Sunday. And then every day of the week, they have different hours. Like tomorrow, they're open at 7. Thursday, they're open at 6 a.m. And then Friday, they're open at 5 a.m. And I'm like,
Is that because of the staffing? They can only get two people at that time? Because remember, they can't open without two people.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's the COVID. I don't know. But it just seems like the non-consistency, you know, coffee drinkers. You know, it's a routine, girl.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when people in the morning, and we know this because we do morning radio, mornings are all about routines. And it just surprises me. I hope everything's okay. I know several people, they've had some staff turnovers, but it's just bizarre. It's just like a kind of roll the dice. Are they going to be open today? Nope. Are they? Oh, what man, time what are they opening today,
George?
Get
there and it's like it opens. I know. At six, and you're like, no.
I'm like, wah wah. Because I wanted to. Yeah, no, I'll wait.
Oh, man.
But Dar has discovered, though, I bring this up for a reason. You know, Dar is in temporary housing here in the cities, and Dar has discovered that there's a caribou within walking distance of her.
Yes.
And let me tell you, she's very cautious when it comes to the COVID, which makes me happy. She's very careful. She doesn't want it. She believes in it. She doesn't mess around with masks. She doesn't understand people that do. So she doesn't, she isn't going to be leaving. Like, yeah, I'm not going to be taking her to any events anytime soon. Not that there are events, but, my mother, again, Apple Tree loves her coffee. She loves her coffee. And she discovered that there is a boo kitty corner from her place. So the only time she scurries out from her new digs is to take the dog out. I'm sorry, to take her dinosaur out, and then her Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then to get some
giant.
Yeah, and she said she's going to start charging people because I guess every time she takes him potty, people stop and want a picture with him because I don't think people grasp. If you don't know what a mastiff is, as Alexis rightfully says, gentle giant, keyword giant, the dog is like 170 pounds.
And yeah, fur, very furry. So it looks even bigger.
No.
Oh no.
No, it's long. It's the hair lays down. Yeah, it's the hair lays down. Yeah,
like a Saint Bernard. So
no.
Size, it just looks even like whoa.
Oh yeah, no, the hair lays down. It's kind of like a French bulldog hair. I mean, the hair lays down, so not furry at all. Just kind of But
still
massive, Lex. And, you know, and the juxtaposition between my itty bitty little mom, because my mom is maybe 60 pounds wet. You have that. And then she walks out with this brachiosaur, you know, and people are like, what the hell is this? So she texted me last night. She goes, you know what? I'm going to start having people give me a dime for every time. She goes, I can't go out without people wanting to take pictures of them. And she goes, everyone's just so nice. I'm like, well, good. I'm glad people are nice to you there, Dar. So anyway.
Probably because they think that dog could charge.
Well, seriously, Lex, I know.
Yeah, it's a very happy, gentle breed, but still.
It makes me happy because that's exactly right. I don't worry about her when she's out there with him because nobody is going to mess with her when she's walking a Brontosaurus Rex. She's walking a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I'm like, Mom, that's the best security ever. So anyway, Dawn, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, here. I'm thankful that I'm here and. Yes. That I made it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was scared.
I'm just having the same car problems that I fixed. It's like, this is what it is. My car knows when I've paid off my credit card, which I just paid off the last repair.
This happens every time, Dawn.
Yeah. And when I just got my deposit back from my apartment that I paid, you know, part of that went to the car repair to pay off the credit card. So I texted Jason and Alexis just to let you guys know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I texted them this morning going, I am on the side of the road and I can't get a hold of MC. He's not picking up.
Yeah.
So then I went on Uber to try to find an Uber to bring me here and there are no cars available. So I was like, oh my gosh. So then I called Rob and Hope to see if I could get them in here, and neither of them answered. You know, it's just the way it is. It's an ungodly hour. It's
5:30 in the morning.
5:15 in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta let somebody know because we have to have somebody run the board. Somebody needs to be here.
Put on Popeye or something. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, my only choice is just to try to make it because it's doing that. I forgot what I fixed before. It has something to do with like the fuel injector or something. And it's a problem with this car and this brand and this model of car. It's just, if you get one that does this, it's like doesn't get you know, you fix it and then it comes back. So it's like a cancerous thing. Like of course, I just bought this car. If you, I would like to remind you, less than 90 days ago. So anyway, that's my fate. But cars, you know,
does
there's
it make
no
any noise. Was it? Was it's it shaking. Or?
Yeah, it's like it shakes and it lumbers. It's like it's not getting the fuel into the anyway. It's a constant problem. Yeah.
So did you just? How'd you get in?
I just kept driving.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have a choice. Nobody's there to run the show. I got to try to make it. So I just put my hazards on and, you know, it would go for a while and then it would start again. And it just has never done it to this extreme before.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's my great. Goodness. And again, you just got it.
Yeah.
You just got it.
Yeah. I was I got to get a new car before winter so that I'm set for, you know, because Alexis.
I've got two options for you, Dawn.
Yeah.
I think I can help. Number one, we will dig a big hole.
Yeah.
And we're going to bury that thing. Or we're going to do what my ancestors did when equipment was outdated. We're going to pull it out on the ice.
Oh.
Wow. Once the ice goes out, that thing will disappear forever. So I've given you two options.
Just wait for the,
okay, just wait for the ice. I kind of like that one. It's very dramatic.
I do, Don.
It's like we can sort of watch it go down.
Gone
think somebody
forever.
Might be tipped off to it. So I do it right when I know the ice is going to melt or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll pull it out there in March.
Yep. March. Okay. Okay. Yep.
Just, oh, man. What is she going to do in the meantime?
We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out.
I do have a buggy. If you can get a horse, you
okay,
can use my buggy.
There you go. Okay.
I have my mom's dog. You can ride the dog in there.
Yeah, ride
I know. Yeah. We'll strap the buggy to the dog.
That's perfect. 6:14. Stay right there, everyone. Go get another cup of orange juice. We'll be back right after these words. It is 6:20. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Elmer Fudd. I'm Jace. I'm sorry with that. Elmer, anything you want to say to Kenny?
There's something screwy around here.
Yeah, sure
Boy,
is.
I'll say.
I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and just like Cher and Oprah, just one name, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you for being here, everyone. Speaking of McClain, I'm going to give you two words. Spider-Man Lizard. She has that story. Spider-Man Lizard coming up in just a second. But first, I mentioned this on the talk show yesterday. And I by the way, Lex, I want to say thank you to you. Lex is very sweet and sent me a really sweet text. Yesterday was the start of my sixth season over there on the TV show. And it was a fun day because we have a brand new theme song that my favorite local band, Yam House, wrote for us and performed. So y'all know I love a theme. So that was really fun. And we debuted that plus a new look. We revamped the set.
You've got jewel colors going on. I love the purples and the teals.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, thank you.
And I can't believe this is your sixth season.
I know.
I was there first day for your very first season. And so just to think, wow. I mean, wow, Jace.
I know.
That's amazing.
Six years. Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, it was... It's weird. It's just weird to think about. And that I loved, and I knew I should have known you would pick up on like the jewel tones and stuff because I was so happy with it. And the little fun fact is, and Dawn might have seen this when we were at Disney over the holidays. I took a picture. This is how good our crew is over here. Kimberly, who's in our creative service department. We were walking around Epcot Center, and Epcot Center is getting a brand new logo and a brand new look. And I loved their graphics. I loved their new look. And I took a picture of it and I sent it over to Kimberly. And I said, as you're getting ready, because this has been a development for almost a year now. I said, as you're thinking of conceptually a new look, check this out. And she took that and made a whole look out of it. And I'm so happy.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes.
That.
Yeah. It's from Epcot Center. So it's just, I'm so happy with it. But anyway.
Well, I'm going through this this cable journey, you know, figuring out, do we stick with cable? Do we go with Sling TV or Hulu Live or YouTube Live? I mean, there's just so many different options
things
out there. It was funny. I turned the TV on and there you were.
I was
like, wow.
okay.
There he is again. I just talked to him. Crap.
Because usually I'm still doing computer work at that time, you know. But I was just like, all right, we got to figure out what we're doing, which, you know, that's a whole nother journey of figuring all that out. Oof. But anyway.
Can I endorse again? I'm just going to say
please.
It for you and everyone there.
Is.
Lex, YouTube TV. That's all I watch.
Yeah,
that's all I watch.
Because all the local channels are on there, right?
All the local channels. The DVR system is so easy. It's unlimited. Now they have the Viacom channels, which they were missing until about 4 months ago.
So you get your Drag Race.
Yeah, you get VH1, MTV, Comedy Central. It was kind of the last group of channels they did not have. Now there's a couple channels here and there they do not, but they have all of the big ones that you will want, I would imagine. I love it. Again, I'll say it. I rarely, if ever, turn on my regular cable. And I mean it. I go to Apple TV and I watch YouTube TV from there. Everything that I watch comes from my Apple TV now. I love it. Big endorsement. I couldn't recommend it enough. It's one of the best things.
I looked into it and I thought, oh, this is good. It's almost equal in price to what we were paying in cable. So,
yeah.
But hey, if it's worth it, you get more and it's better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the interface is so easy. And again, it's all right there in one easy little thing. So, on the show yesterday, just a little laugh, we had a story about Oprah, and we all just need a smile real quick.
Yeah.
Oprah, did you see this, Lex?
I saw it. I was like, Jason giving Oprah a hard time? Come on. That's Oprah, so cool.
It is cool. Oprah has a popsicle drawer in her freezer, everyone. And I just need us to take a moment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she has so many damn freezers that she has an entire freezer drawer exclusively devoted to homemade popsicles some friend of hers gave her. Yeah. Which I want those popsicles, Lex, but
how rich? She has a menu printed out too.
Yes.
I saw that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How rich are you, Lex, that you have an entire freezer drawer devoted to popsicles?
You gotta get that right temp, Jace. You know, just the right freezy freeze.
Just ponder all of that. When we come back, Spider-Man Lizard. What? I don't know. Dawn McClain will explain. Plus, a two-headed owl. I mean, Dawn just has all the stories today when we return after this. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. And streaming on every single device possible, even certain vacuum cleaners at MyTalk107.1.com. Yeah.
Is that a thing now?
It is. I don't know. Well, refrigerators have televisions and inside of them now, which, you know.
It's true.
And then I always love the hotels. I was in a couple, obviously, over the week. I love that you can tell the hotels that were built in the 90s because they still have, this is one of those life observations that you have when you're just, you know, your mind is racing. Or kind of blanking out, actually. The bathrooms that have the telephones by the toilets, that always cracks me up. You know what I mean? It's you can tell that they were built in the 90s before cell phones. It's like, now, how many times in
there
a hotel?
Could be an emergency, Jace.
Well, I mean, but who thought that the law of averages, like, oh my goodness, we better put a phone by the crapper. You know what I mean? We better, right. Just in case we need to order room service even quicker, we should put a phone. Yeah.
Hello, front desk. Could you send up some more toilet paper, please? Thank you. Yeah.
Just come on in. I know you have a key.
My name is Jason. Yeah, come on in. Just leave it by the door there.
Dawn, that's right. I know you got a key. Just come on in.
Don't
worry about it.
I'm not shy.
Don't worry about that do not disturb sign. Just come on in.
That phone is never used for anything good. It's,
emergencies
like that, or I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was literally, it was a week ago. We woke up, we were in Shreveport, and I went to the bathroom, and I just looked at that phone, and I laughed. I just smiled. I thought, no. Why did anybody think this was necessary?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a Jerry Seinfeld routine. Like, why is this necessary? Why do we need a phone?
When I see them in there, I actually feel a sense of comfort.
Do you?
Really?
I do, because I don't bring my phone into the bathroom with me.
Oh,
you
I
don't?
Do.
Generally, no, oh, yeah. I. Mm-mm.
That's why you do most of the prep for this show.
I don't have it all the time with me. I just don't have it all the time.
Yeah.
Lex, most of the prep I do for the show is in the toilet or in the bathroom. So, yeah.
Well, I hope nobody can tell.
The problem with those old phones, they didn't have a mute on them. You need a mute on those phones if they're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, just in case there's some sound effects.
Yes. Oh, who was it? There was a viral video a couple weeks ago of a lawmaker. They were, oh no, it was a court hearing, and it was a very serious court case, right. And everyone was on Zoom.
Oh, that's right.
And right, remember,
oh,
Dawn?
Yeah. She went to, yeah.
She, you could hear some turlet action going on, and it was like,
saw
oh.
Her and the angle was from the bottom.
Yes.
She put it on the floor. Yes. So it was like,
oh.
Yeah, it was like a 45-degree angle.
That's right,
right
Lex.
Up at the toilet.
Dawn, which is worse for you, going into the ocean or that?
Oh.
Which would be worse?
Oh, that's a good scruples question. Oh,
gosh,
Dawn.
I mean, it depends on how deep into the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
About, you know, anything over
dark water,
waist up, I'll pick the Zoom.
Exactly.
Would you rather?
They're what, Lex?
Probably in there. The phone's in the bathroom. There was probably a lawsuit or something. Don't you think that would be the only reason why? Or
maybe, but I think the back in the 90s, hotel operators thought it was like ritzy. You know what I mean? It was like, you know what I mean? It was like a luxury.
Right, a luxury for sure.
A luxury. Yeah.
I thought it was just to save their own butt if something happens in there.
No. I think they think it's cool. Like, we have phones and bathrooms. Yeah. Anyway. 635. Okay, what is up with Spider-Man lizard, Dawn?
Oh,
what?
Gosh, this is such a cute lizard, guys. On Reddit, Marvel fans are freaking out. Because there's a lizard that looks like Spider-Man. It's just so cute. It's called a Spider-Man Agama, which is a word for lizard. You can find it in Tanzania and some other countries. And it has a red body on top and blue legs. So it looks just like Spider-Man. I'm trying to find
Seriously?
A good picture that isn't owned by anyone else to put on Twitter right now so people can check it out. It's called an Agama Mwanze, and people on Reddit were just freaking out about, you know, it created a huge thread.
Spider-Man.
It's all, Spider-Man lizard, if you just Google that.
He does.
It's just really cute. Now, this is what I fear, that all these Reddit users, you know, you've got all of these likes on this post. You can buy them, but it's just like, do we need to have those? Just let them be out in the wild. You know?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, they really do.
It is
wow,
really
is
cool. Really beautiful.
He is awesome. I mean, look. Did you say, are they poisonous? Or are they going to kill us?
Oh, no, they're not going to kill you. You can buy them for you can buy them, not that I should be saying this, but it looks like what I've found, like for about 20 to 40 bucks.
Okay. That is an awesome lizard.
For some reason, when it comes to lizards, I just, you know, I mean, no shade to anybody that has them. But I think that there are a lot of people that don't know what they're doing and they can end up getting really sick being in captivity in a little.
Totally agree with you.
You know, and you're like, you go over to someone's house and you're like, your lizard looks sick.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't really want to hang out anymore. Yeah. I'm going home.
Kenny, your lizard looks sick, Kenny.
Yeah, I know. I got to get a penicillin shot. Or no, it needs a penicillin. Yeah.
It needs Kenny. It, not you. It needs Kenny. It.
Yeah,
guys, don't buy these, please. Just keep them out in the wild.
Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, that's where they are originally from. So,
oh, they are cute.
They are
I love
cute.
These. Again,
yeah,
I'm not going to buy one. I'm just going to look at them. That's it. Yeah. Well, speaking of animals, is the Masked Singer's coming up? I saw a promo because Fox has it on this reel. There's a weird mask this year.
There is. So it starts on September 23rd at season 4, if you can believe that.
Oh,
and they've run out of animals.
Love this show.
So this, I have some questions about this. They are going to be introducing a two-headed snow owl. Okay.
Cool.
Which means they're going to be, it's going to be a duet. So you're going to have to get
two
people.
Yes. And and I'm just thinking, isn't it hard enough to lumber around in those costumes and sing, probably, if, you know, inside of a costume? To add that you have to sort of, like, maneuver around with another person on the stage and also sing and be on key and harmonize with somebody, I'm like, who are they going to get to do this? It just seems that there's a level of difficulty involved now with this. It's like, I know they're not being judged on their singing.
Will all the contestants be a duet?
No, I believe they're just adding this in.
No.
No,
you know how I feel
no.
about this? American Idol, when they had like a duet against single singers? No.
Yeah.
No. I don't like
this.
I
thought it was just a costume with two heads and there was like one dead head.
No. Two kind of people. Flopping around. No, the two-headed snow owl.
Oh, no.
This, and I've said this on my own network, and I'll just say it again. Fox, please don't ruin the show. I don't like that they're running it like twice a year. Make it, keep it special. I've said it about The Voice, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars. No network has ever listened. You run these things into the ground and it loses what made it special to begin with. Yeah. And the fact that we're already on season 4 and this concept, it hasn't been around that long. Okay. It is frightening.
I'm going to share the what Fox sent out on Twitter, and you can see they are like, they're in an egg and they're independently, they can move but only within the egg.
This is weird.
Yeah. This is strange. Weird. No.
So at least they're not trying to walk in unison together. I think that was my concern. You know what I mean? But maybe they'll break out of the egg and be, you know.
Oh, maybe be two
Jonathan Winters.
That's better. I thought somebody was on each other's back or something.
In the world, did somebody there eat a big bowl of shrooms?
Yes. And say,
I've got an idea.
Absolutely.
Hear me out here. Come on.
This is another one of those days, Lex.
Need more animals.
I want to be in that meeting. I say it all the time. Yes. I want to be in that meeting when this is pitched. I got an idea. See, we're going to put two people in a two-headed owl.
Like a two-headed owl is great, but just put one body in there.
Hang with me, everybody.
You want a dead head.
So
yeah.
I'm tripping balls the other night, and I had this great idea.
A two-headed snow owl. Beautiful costumes, but yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, my Talk 107.1's listener, I should say, Masked Singer on Fox this fall. My Talk 107.1's listener rewards, get lit with $1,500 lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We're also giving away a $200 Staples gift card for a home office upgrade, $100 to Dick's Sporting Goods, and gift cards to Starbucks and Chipotle. My goodness, this is a good month. Yeah, so sign up for listener rewards on our website. 641, we'll be back after these messages. 646, the end of an era. What do I mean? You'll find out momentarily. But right now, Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is 646. Kenny has a traffic update. What's going on, Kenny?
Well, I'm looking at Highway 65 Central Avenue is closed at 44th in Columbia Heights. Josie Smith of KSTP-TV Traffic is reporting it's a vehicle versus a pedestrian situation, so it'll probably remain closed for a while. If you're approaching that area, southbound 65 Central on at 44th, I think you can hang a right at 45th, go over to Quincy, and drive down to 42nd and then get back on Central. But for now, southbound Central is closed at 44th.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Kenny will have more traffic coming up at the top of the hour. It's 6:47 now on the dot. And I wasn't here. Well, no, I think I was. I'm losing track. But Chadwick Boseman, I was here, actually. I was here on Monday. But the tributes continue to pour in. And his friend and co-star Lupita Nyong'o paid tribute to him. What did she say, Lex?
She had a really beautiful tribute to him. Inspirational, thoughtful. She said she needed some time to really get her thoughts together. She's still in shock and that he should be here. She used a hashtag, take your time, but don't waste your time. And she essentially says that that's really how he lived, that he she struggled in the very beginning, but that it doesn't make sense that he's not here. It was a gut punch that he was a man who made the most of his time and somehow managed to take his time. He had a quiet, powerful presence. His hands were strong enough to carry the weight of the film and free enough to clasp mine when I needed it. So it seems that it was life that gave up on Chadwick long before Chadwick gave up on life. It's beautiful. It's a few pages, and she just says how much he cared about humanity, about his people, how he activated his pride, and how he encouraged others to do the same. And just beautiful that his power lives on and will reverberate for generations to come.
Mm.
She's amazing. She is just... both the late Chadwick and you just... the word that just keeps circling my mind is elegance and class and a light, what a just a wonderful tribute to her friend, you know, because I mean we're just fans, but she was his friend, and it's a beautiful tribute from
Lupita. So much respect for him too, just, you know, to keep that quiet but continue to work, and you know, he secretly got married, and there's just something about that, yeah, that quiet strength that he had, and it makes me just really love him even more to know that your friends care about you that way, and even, you know, many, many days after, and taking the time to make sure that they honor you in the right way. What a life.
Yeah. And you know, you wonder, and I who knows how we would all react in that same situation, but just to keep it quiet, other than just your immediate family, and to not tell, you know, other second ring friends and coworkers and colleagues and collaborators. What that journey was like for him. I bet it actually was peaceful. I bet it really was. I think it probably eliminated a lot of noise for him. You know what I mean? Yes.
Exactly.
I just kept thinking about that. Like there was a show that had a character on it that didn't tell anyone and went to treatment, all by herself, didn't even want her husband. And she, there was a line in the script that talked about she didn't want a lot of noise. She didn't want a lot of noise at the end. She wanted peace. And I thought about that with Chadwick.
With Laura Linney?
No, actually cancer? It wasn't. You're gonna laugh, but it was.
Is it a cartoon or
no? It was. No, close on. It was Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing. Okay.
It was actually one of the best. It was another reason why that show was sometimes superior to my beloved Dallas. But no, there was a character that found out that she was dying and wanted to be alone, and she actually came to Minnesota. She came to the Mayo and left the show. But it was a really beautifully written episode, and she just talked about she didn't want a lot of noise. So, yeah. I thought about that with Chadwick. So, 6:51, talking about noise. Now we go from something elegant, something classy, to something that at times was tawdry and eye roll inducing. The Kardashians. It brings me no joy this morning, Alexis and Dawn and Kenny, to bring you the news that the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming next year. Oh, I forgot the plural. I forgot the plural. Kardashians. I chopped off the plural. The show is ending, everybody. And once again, as President Gerald Ford said in 1974, our long national nightmare is over.
My God.
What is E going to do? This is their franchise.
What is he going to do?
And all the spinoffs. Right.
Is E even on the air anymore?
I think E is struggling big time. Because their entertainment show ended. This is going. What's left?
Nothing.
Big Joan Rivers died. Little small people. What?
Joan Rivers died.
No, yeah, Joan Rivers died. Right. Jeez. Was that the beginning of the end?
Yes! Joan dying was the beginning of the end for E. Guys, Kenny, is so overtaken by grief, he can't even speak, yeah. Right, Kenny?
Oh, he's going to miss those K's.
Joan Rivers is dead?
She what is, the Kenny, hell? That's right.
When were you people going to tell me this?
I know, Kenny. I hope you'll be able to continue with the show today. I know you're very, very upset about this
I know
news.
This is going to come as a shock to all of you, but I have never once seen 1 second of the Kardashians.
I haven't either.
Oh, good. Thank
never.
You.
Never. Never.
That restores faith. Thank you, Jason.
No.
We don't watch it, but I've seen a few, you know, little highlights here and there. Oh. It can be an entertaining family, and, you know, they're getting it done. Is it them, or is it the network? Can they not pay them anymore? Or did the Kardashians just say, you know, we got a lot of other things going on, makeup and all the stuff?
Yes. You know what? I bet after a while, they have all the money they're ever going to need. This is probably cumbersome. You know, having a camera up your butt for, you know, 3 months out of the year,
it might sound romantic, but no, it's not.
No, it's, you know what? They're done. They've done it.
So
they have
the
nothing to prove. Yeah, I think
done.
So. I yep. think so. And
what's
it really
the shooting
is.
Shooting schedule, like, Jason, is this year's episodes already in the can?
Yeah, most of them
or
are.
Or is it shoot it 1 week and air it the next?
No, they do. Like, for instance, it's very similar to The Real Housewives. Like, for instance, they usually shoot starting in the fall around October, around Halloween, and then they wrap right after the Christmas season. So it's a 3 or 4 month shoot. So
okay. And, you know, they have. We kind of know everything that's going to happen. That's another thing that's changed after 14 years because of social media and the paparazzi. We already know what's going to be on the show.
Yep.
You already know, 6 months in advance that he cheated on her, and we're going to see those details unfold. Do we care enough by the time it airs? No. And they made so much money. No. I mean, I don't know if there's any statistics on this, but... I mean, think about the massive amount of money that this family has made.
Oh, yeah.
Individuals. I mean, you've got billionaires now just from being on a TV show.
And their side projects. And...
It's just insane what they've done with their opportunity.
Yeah, I don't like them, but I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad you said that because I you don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, bravo to them. Kris Jenner. Turned her family into an empire. Bravo. Oh, Dawn, we're getting a message from heaven. President Ford. President Ford. Can you turn up the satellite real quick? President Ford is here.
Oh, my gosh.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I didn't know we had a connection to heaven. That's real hot. Wow. I like that.
Oh. Maybe he just fell down. President. pick yourself up.
That's
unfortunately,
Kenny,
we also have a connection to hell.
Oh, perfect. Uh-oh. Perfect.
Uh-oh. Wonder who's going to come up from there.
Well, B. Arthur will be calling him. 6:55. Hold on to your wigs and keys. Go get another cup of coffee. We'll be back after these words.
Beautiful day.